Life is not a fairy tale. If you lose your shoe at midnight, you're drunk. Discounts with your library card, the Adult Summer Reading Club Party, upcoming concerts and speakers, and much more on today's library show.
Well, I'm shocked to learn that Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one single in America or in the UK.
Isn't that amazing?
Streets of Philadelphia reached number two on the British charts, and Dancing in the Dark hit number two on the US.
I think Bruce is striving for his EGOT now, Jennifer. We know he has Grammys. I believe he has an Oscar. He got a Tony for his Broadway one-man show. And now he's up for an Emmy, I believe, for his taped broadcast of his Broadway show.
You are correct, because when I heard that, my husband and I talked about it.
So no number one hits, but an EGOT. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I would have thought one in New York City.
No, I think The River might have been his first top 10 single. And then, I don't know, yeah, I never thought he got to number one. He wasn't, until Born in the USA, I mean, Born in the USA is what made him popular throughout the country. He was still East Coast, pretty much, until Born in the USA. And then the MTV videos of Glory Days and Dancing in the Dark. And
he existed on the Billboard 200.
I'm on Fire. That's what boosted him, but it still wasn't enough to get on the top. And then after that, I mean, there was nothing. He does not write to get number one hits. He just writes songs. I mean, an incredible human being. Didn't his new album just go to number one? I think his albums go to number one, but just not his songs.
And he just showed up on the filming in a West Side Story up in North Jersey. He just...
Really?
Randomly showed up on the set.
I didn't hear that.
Steven Spielberg is doing it, I think.
It's doing what? Is it a musical?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they make those remakes, like they did that with Les Mis once with Liam Neeson, and it wasn't a musical.
Yes.
You ever see that?
No.
I don't think I can give it a DVD alert.
Yeah, in Patterson, they're filming it. Yeah, Richard G is really looking forward to the... remake of West Side Story.
Doesn't he hate West
Side Story? He hates West Side Story.
Well, there was one, it wasn't West Side Story.
Sound of Music.
Oh, The Sound of Music, yeah. Okay, I mentioned discounts with your Huntington County Library card. We have all the businesses in place. So every year, September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. So if you have a Huntington County Library card or a Flemington Free Public Library card, you're in luck for the month of September. We've partnered with a bunch of local businesses who are going to offer you discounts just by coming in and showing your Huntington County Library card. I have the list of businesses participating this year. I can give you the businesses and the discounts or just the businesses. What do you think, Jennifer?
Go for it.
I'll go like kind of a little bit of both. All the businesses and some of them all. Okay, so Crown Trophy of Flemington, you know Jim Gano because he has the show right after ours. He's offering 10% off of your awards order. Darrow's Sporting Edge offers 15% off in-stock purchases. Sneakers Plus, our friend Chris Gackis over there on 202, 15% off your entire purchase. Attachments Jewelry, $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. Beyond Bijou, that's up in Clinton. Buy one full price item, get the second item 50% off. Bluefish Clothing in Frenchtown, 10% off your total purchase. J. Jill in the Shops of Flemington, $50 off a purchase of $150 or more. So that's 33% off.
It's a good deal.
And you can enter and win a free gift card. Enjoy yourself. That neat little gift shop on Stangle Road, right down from Lone Eagle, between Lone Eagle and Bluefish, $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. Sage Boutique on Main Street in Flemington. I think we can see it from our window here.
And they're co-owned by Karen Schenkoff, and she owns that in Attachments.
Very good. Oh, okay, so she's double-dipping here. $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. Basil Bandwagon Natural Markets, both locations in Flemington and Clinton, 10% off. Factory Fuel Company over there on... Stangle by Bluefish Grill, 10% off any purchase. Garden State Salad on Main Street in Flemington, 10% off your order. Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, off the Middle Circle in Flemington, 10% off your total order. Grateful Bites on Route 12. One free coffee or tea with the purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike's Subs on Rayville Avenue in Flemington, 10% off your order. Italian Bakery and Cafe. That's in the Staples Plaza, I believe. Correct, Jennifer?
And they make among the best iced lattes because they make the coffee and they put ice cubes made of coffee in and blend them.
Ah.
So it does not get watered down.
$1 off your $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewing. Get $1 off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit. EDJ Development Home Improvements, Jennifer. Free gutter and gutter guards with any complete siding job. Vintage Shop, that's up in Clinton. 10% off of orders or items over $20. Act 2 Books, that's over in Turntable Junction in Flemington. Buy one book, get another 50% off, and get a free bargain book just for stopping in. Do you go to Act 2 Books, Jennifer?
I do. Michael and I are old pals.
Oh, cool. Michael's the owner?
Michael is the owner. He's a terrific guy. He'll always have coffee and cookies or something.
Cool. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, right down the street from where we're sitting, 10% off your entire purchase. The book garden in Frenchtown.
Purchase, P-U-R-R.
A purchase.
Get it? Barclays Pets Purchase.
Yes, very good, Jennifer. Book garden, 10% off most items, 20% off new hardcovers.
That's our pal Caroline. Carolyn.
Burkett Supply, 10% off major appliance repair, including parts and labor. That's a good deal.
Oh, that's good. I need my washing machine. I have my dryer looked at.
There you go. Wait till September 1st, Jennifer, and you're in. Califon Bookshop, 20% off your purchase. Comic Fusion in Flemington, 10% off. Ink Junction, 10% off a purchase of $60 or more. You looking to ink up there, Jennifer?
Yeah, not really.
Get a tat? If you had to get a tattoo, what would you get? If you said you have to get a tattoo, what would you do?
I have to think about it.
Oh, think about it. Get back to me. Fish and Pets Plus. Over on Commerce Street in Flemington, buy one free... Oh, no, not buy one. Just get one free regular betta fish. A free fish, Jennifer. Higgins News Agency, a free 12-ounce size coffee, just for stopping in. The Spinnery, 10% off. That's on Ray Street in Frenchtown. Stowaway Self Storage, 50% off first month's rent. Sunbeam General Store in Frenchtown. I've never been there. Have you?
Not since it has changed. Oh, wait, is this a different... Is this on the corner or...
10 Bridge Street, probably.
Yeah, I haven't been at Heater's. Jennifer Heater, who used to work at the county library, his family owned that for many years.
Oh. 15% off your purchase at the Sunbeam General Store. Twice Told Tales and Moonstone Mystery Bookshop. That's on Bloomfield Avenue in Flemington. 10% off for showing your library card. The Red Mill Museum Village, get $2 off your admission. St. Paul Christian School gives you a free T-shirt. Be Here Now Yoga, Jennifer. Buy a new student three-pack for $25 and get a fourth class free. That's a good deal. That's on Main Street in Flemington. Gymnastics Unlimited, one free gift. Hunter County YMCA, 1 week free trial pass for the entire family.
That's a very good deal.
Hunter County YMCA, get a little test run if you're looking for a rec center or something to join. Hunter Health and Wellness Center, complimentary one-day guest pass. There's a good deal, too. That's very smart, Jennifer.
Yes.
A Great Clips, both locations in Flemington and Clinton, $2 off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, Kara used to work there. 2-for-1 treatments for new or recurring patients. And then finally, Leo Family Dental on Main Street in Flemington, free dental hygiene kit, one per card. So this is the Discounts for Your Library Card program. We're doing this every year. All you need is your Hunterdon County Library Card. You don't have a Hunterdon County Library Card? Stop by the library and sign up for one. It's quick and easy. You'll get one within 5 minutes.
That's right. Just bring in something with your current address on it.
And you're all set. And if you don't have a Hunterdon Library Card, why not? You've already paid for it. If you live in Hunterdon County, just come in and get it and then reap all the benefits of the Hunterdon County Library. Not just the discounts, but your museum passes, all the free concerts and programs we have, all the services. If you have kids, you got to see our new youth services department. It's all the rage, Jennifer. The new activity wall, as Jennifer likes to call it, is attracting kids by the droves. And there's a new puppet theater that I saw.
Yes.
So a lot going on in the new youth services department, as well as all their story times and programs for kids, teens, and tweens.
And there are pictures on our Facebook page. So if you want to see, kind of preview it, take a look at it. And we're going to go to our first commercial break, and we will be right back with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm tube microphoning it today, just to be safe. And with Jennifer Winberry, it's time for history. Time for history. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is August 22nd, 2019. I ask her, I only have one event that happened on August 22nd. In a year distant past. I also have some names of people who were born or who have died on August 22nd. See if you and Jennifer know who they are just by hearing their names. Okay,
it's,
Jennifer.
It's the birthday of one of my favorite authors. I'll see if you included her.
I have no authors.
Okay.
Go ahead, tell us. You kick it off.
Well, I'll wait until we get to Bourne.
Okay. My only event, Jennifer, happened in 1780. James Cook's ship, the HMS Resolution, was out on a discovery exhibition. Actually discovered the Hawaiian Islands as well as a lot of other things. Decides to return to England on this date in 1780. Why? It wasn't supposed to, but decided to return to England. James Cook was murdered by natives on the Hawaiian Islands.
That's a good reason.
The crew decided to go home. Luckily escaping with their lives, Jennifer. 1939, Jennifer, Valerie Harper was born.
She was an actress. She had TV series. I think one of them was even called Valerie.
Maybe, but then what was her more famous one?
She...
a spin-off from very popular show.
Was it a spin-off of the Carol Burnett show?
No.
No, I don't know.
But it was a spin-off of a show named after a woman, a real woman like that.
Mary Tyler Moore?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Okay. I don't know.
Rhoda. You don't remember Rhoda?
I was a little bit young.
No, you weren't.
But wasn't Rhoda a spin-off of something?
Of Mary Tyler Moore's show. She was Mary Tyler Moore's neighbor.
Oh, she was in Rhoda. I got it. She was Rhoda.
She was Rhoda. Remember, she moved to New York and married Nick Lope. No, who did she marry? I forget who she married. Some lawyer or something. And her mother was... You don't remember that show?
I don't.
Okay, moving on. You remember this one. 1947, you weren't too young for this one. Cindy Williams was born.
She was Shirley on Laverne and Shirley.
Very good, which was a spinoff of?
Happy Days.
Correct. So that was right in your wheelhouse, huh? 1947, so how old?
72.
And then finally in 1948, David Marks was born.
Nope.
David Marks was a guitarist, Jennifer, that lived, learned how to play guitar at a young age and had the fortune of living right across the street from the Wilson family in Hawthorne, California. Befriended youngest brother, Carl Wilson, and asked them to join and was a founding member of the Beach Boys. Played on the first four albums, then had a falling out, I think, with the father. And that's why no one knows who David Marks is. But he still plays with Brian Wilson here or there and stuff like that. And still became a great guitarist, might have joined some other bands and things like that. But was a founding member of the Beach Boys and lent his guitarist, him and Carl Wilson, you know, their guitar style kind of formed their sound, I should say, Jennifer. And then you're all over the one death, 1977, Sebastian Cabot.
Oh. He was the original Mr. French on...
there was a second one?
It was his cousin or something.
Because he died and they put
No, he was off the... He left the show for a while. And he was also the Santa Claus in the worst remake of Miracle on 34th Street. In the early 70s.
One other big role in my mind that I know him from. He was a voice of a Disney character in a Disney movie.
Was he in Beauty and the Beast?
Not Beauty and the Beast.
Nope.
That's way, that was made way
that
past
David
he
Ogden
died.
Stars. I don't know.
It's the last movie Walt Disney worked on before he died.
I don't know.
He was in The Jungle Book, Jennifer.
No,
he
I
played
never saw
Bagheera, the Black Panther, the voice of reason. In The Jungle Book, 1967's Walt Disney classic, The Jungle Book, featuring the Sherman Brothers songs, I Want to Be Like You, etc. That's all I have for today in history. I have other trivia, Jennifer.
I do. Also.
For later in the program. You do? Oh,
I
good.
Do.
There's a plethora of knowledge going to be imparted on today's library show.
Today is also... In 1893, Dorothy Parker was born.
Dorothy Parker, yes. I know her for one thing and one thing only.
What do you know her for?
For the Calvin Coolidge line.
Which one?
So Dorothy Parker was at a dinner party with Calvin Coolidge. And
so
she was seated next to Calvin Coolidge, and Calvin Coolidge was always famous for not speaking at all. And Dorothy Parker leaned over to Calvin Coolidge and said, I made a bet with someone that I couldn't get you to say more than three words. And Calvin Coolidge says, you lose.
Do we think that's...
That's Dorothy Parker. So what did she do?
She was a member of the Algonquin Round Table. She was a satirist.
What was the Algonquin Round Table? Did they fight in crusades?
No, they met at the Algonquin Hotel. George Plimpton, the founder of Paris Review... They were.
It's just like a think tank.
A think tank, New York elitists. They considered themselves literati. 1920s, 1930s, when everyone was often being expatriates in Paris. What fresh hell is this? Is her one of her famous.
So what did she write? That why
she
would
She did a lot of short stories. She had a lot of acerbic wit.
Yeah, what was her famous short story? I should know it.
I don't think she really had one.
Yes, she did.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. Nothing?
No, it was collections of.
How did she gain membership to the Algonquin Roundtable?
It's because she would write, she wrote short little things. She wrote in the New Yorker. She did a lot of collected short stories. She wrote A Star is Born, 1937. She worked on that screenplay.
That resume is a little lacking in my mind.
No, she just wrote. She did a lot of short stories.
I mean, can you quote anything?
What fresh hell is this?
Okay, that. One more. You're looking it up and you can't
even
find
something. No, I'm looking up for the other member of the Algonquin Roundtable.
I mean, she's famous. Everybody knows Dorothy Parker, but
she
maybe
didn't.
She just had a good publicist.
I think she was her own good publicist. And she just had that voice, that the thing that people always...
Was she a comely woman?
No. The thing that people always want to say but are too polite to say it, she was not.
I gotcha.
She wrote for Vanity
Fair. So for
Fair,
in that society...
Robert
Benchley. I can say she was a woman's liber, kind of? Or like women's rights? Women's lib isn't the right term.
Not overall.
Like breaking the mold of how women are perceived.
Kind of. I mean, she didn't see why she shouldn't be.
She was a strong-willed woman instead of being...
Right.
And for that time, right, that was probably frowned upon.
Yeah.
Except around the Algonquin Roundtable. What does Algonquin mean? What's that word mean? Is that an Indian word?
It's an Indian word. It's the name of a hotel. She was born in Long Branch.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Okay, thank you. And what other trivia did you have, or is that it?
Well, no, I have other trivia.
Okay, cool.
But as we all have learned, that when Jennifer gets an idea in her head, it doesn't always come out on paper too well.
You would think we'd be correcting that flaw by this.
Well, I'm doing,
doing
the best I can.
5 years
but
on the radio.
I also know that a lot of times you say, oh, can I have that?
Okay, yes.
So we'll see. So Tuesday's New York Times crossword puzzle.
Tuesday's New York Times crossword puzzle.
The long answers were these.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I think you can get
usually
them.
Usually need hints for these, but go ahead.
I'm going to give you the clues. I think you can get them without hints.
Really?
Without the letters. Souvenir from a...
Then it's too easy of a crossword puzzle.
Listen. Souvenir from a concert tour.
A ticket stub. A T-shirt.
T-shirt.
That's a long clue?
The answers are long.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a pen, do you?
No.
You're going to need to write something down later, I think. Cavalrymen under Teddy Roosevelt during the Spanish...
The Rough Riders.
Rough Riders. You should write down the first word of each answer.
The first word of each answer?
Right.
So T
right.
And rough?
Revolutionary War battle in Boston.
Bunker Hill.
Right.
So we're golf coursing it here.
Leafy course.
Leafy course? Salad?
Green salad. And hot water with marshmallows.
Cocoa, hot chocolate.
Cup of
cocoa?
And I wrote hot chocolate. It should have been cocoa. So those are the answers. And then the theme, then like it said, what? And that other theme was golf ball. As
okay.
It went from a tee to the rough to bunker to green to cup.
Then that sounds like a double bogey to me. If you hit it in the rough and then the bunker, then onto the green, it's a double. Maybe bogey if you hit the putt.
But it's kind of like how the ball travels.
I gotcha. All right.
Okay?
Gotcha.
So I tried it for
clever.
I tried it for baseball, basketball, and football.
Oh, interesting. So. We shouldn't have told me that, should you have?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, all right, I'll read them to you out of order, and then you can guess. But I'm not so sure.
Let's try it, Jennifer.
Okay. The body part you kiss when you say ooh la la.
Your finger.
Tips.
Fingertips?
Right.
Finger. So just even finger?
Right.
Okay.
An imaginary instrument.
An imaginary instrument?
Mm-hmm.
An imaginary...
If you're playing an imaginary instrument, what are you playing?
Oh, air guitar?
Air guitar.
Okay.
Renaissance fool mentioned in American Pie.
That's a good question. What?
Court gesture.
Good.
Do something at a rapid pace.
Speed.
It's something over something.
What?
It's hand over fist. And what the friends of HCL hold every October.
Book sale.
No.
October. Oh, October Tricky Tray.
Oh. I forgot that's not what they call it.
So. What do they call it?
Well, or it could be basket bingo. Basket bingo is different. It's a bad clue. So what do you have?
Finger, air, court, hand, basket.
Right.
But they don't go in order, do they?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I'm thinking the tip-off
goes
in the air, goes, hits the court. It's on your hand. You know, you dribble it on the
gotcha.
Court.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
The names of the top three Kellogg's salesmen.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Right. This will get you in most anywhere.
Free pass.
You got the second word.
Carte blanche.
Pass key.
Pass key? Okay.
Lined back to school accessory.
Lined? Note paper.
Note.
Book?
But what kind of notebook would you...
Spiral?
Spiral notebook. Mm.
Clever.
Old-time handset for communication. Oh, this is... Oh, rats. I've made this one before I realized it was backwards. Write the second word of this one down.
Okay. Write this... Say it again.
Old-time handset for communication.
Walkie-talkie.
Mm-mm. Even older than that. Well, it's not that old.
What, telephone?
Receiver.
Oh.
Receiver should have come first. I didn't go back and change that answer.
Okay.
Identifying something to accomplish and establishing measurable time frames to complete. Your goal setting.
Good. I thought spike was going to be the last word.
Ooh, I didn't think of that. That would have been a good one, too. And finally, this is an old-fashioned term, a tip or gratuity to servants.
What?
Glove money.
Glove money?
Because then it was presumed they'd go buy gloves with it. This explains the structure of the Earth's crust.
Plate tectonics.
Wow, impressive. Only a little bit crazy.
Screwy.
You have a what in the what?
Fly in the ointment.
Bat in the belfry. Time of games outside toward the end of the school year.
Time of games outside?
Outside, yeah. Time of games that's held outside toward the end of the school year. Field day.
Okay, I was a little confused. Go ahead.
And, yeah, it wasn't a good clue. The Republican governor of Massachusetts, 2003 to 2007. He's a Utah senator now. He has a very unusual first name, which could be...
Orrin Hatch.
Mitt Romney.
Oh, Mitt. Got you. Oh, clever.
That's it.
That's interesting. Do you ever endeavor to write your own crossword puzzles?
Sometimes.
You've done it?
No.
And submitted them into the New York
Times?
No,
but I used to do the puzzle for the Adult Summer Reading Club. I did a double cross stick one time.
Cool. All right, so 11:31. Jim Gannett will be in a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. Advice for all you small business owners or people that are thinking about opening a small business or people visit small businesses. Jim has a lot of great advice. He puts a lot of work into his shows every week. A lot of work. They're very well put together. Just if you don't believe me, listen and tell me I'm wrong. Okay, the other big thing I want to talk about is the ACL Photography Show. We do this every year for the past 30 years. It's become quite the tradition here in Huntington County. We're very proud of it. I'm also very proud of trying to find the flyer here, Jennifer.
Well, while you're looking for the flyer, I'm going to say real quick, the thing that in the children's room that has gotten the most attention is the new signpost that Jim Thatch painted last week.
Didn't that get the most attention, Jennifer?
On Facebook, it did.
Oh.
It has 88 likes.
What? Really?
Yeah, which is a lot. It's got 10 shares and 5 comments, which are more than any of our posts. And you can go to Camelot, Hogwarts, 100 Acre Wood, Narnia, Neverland, The Shire, and Tatooine.
Luke Skywalker's home planet. I had a suggestion that I should actually put a small planet up on the ceiling since it points up.
Interesting. Oh, is that why you did it that way? Oh, very clever.
Because it's a planet.
I know, but that was very clever.
Yeah, it couldn't be to the left or to the right.
Interesting.
Now do you understand?
I do.
Anything else you want to say about the children's department?
No, we have an activity wall. The butterfly has hatched, and there's a new puppet theater. And when I left today, it was a hop in place.
Very good. Okay, the ACL Amateur Photography Show happens every October at the Huntington County Library. For the past 30 years, it's open to all amateur photographers of Huntington County. The entry deadline is Friday, September 27th. It sounds like it's a long way away, but I've already got 25 entries. and I'm only accepting 100. So do the math. If you want to enter, you might want to fill out your entry form soon. How do I get an entry form? Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the link right on the homepage. It'll take you right to the entry form. All the rules and information will be there. You just print that out, fill out the form on the bottom, and send it in with your nominal entry fee. We have student and adult categories. There'll be cash awards for first place in every category. The categories are students, adult black and white, Hunterdon County scene, floral, wildlife, scenic landscape, abstract and still life, and people in human interest. And there's also a public choice award that's voted on by our library patrons and staff. So another way to win money. So the first 100 photographers will be accepted. I know you have taken a good picture in the last year, so just scan through your phone. Print something out. You can put it in a small frame or mat it, something that can hang on the wall. And if you've never seen the photo show, it's quite an impressive array of pictures from local photographers.
And if somebody wanted to print something off their phone, what would be the best way to go about doing it? You say it like everybody knows how to do it.
You probably can go to Walgreens and do it. They have those kiosks that you can hook up to.
So just put it on a flash drive or bring your...
I think you probably just hook up your phone, would be my guess. Or you can do it through your computer. Print, hook up your phone to your computer or email the picture to yourself and then bring in the... Maybe Staples, too, can do it. Plenty of ways, Jennifer. Though I'm not the most technical savvy. We have an award ceremony with refreshments on Wednesday, October 9th. Everyone who enters this show is invited. You can see who won. Enjoy some refreshments and listen to Walter Horoszewski, the famous author and photographer that's done all those coffee table books you see in bookstores about New Jersey and Hunterdon County and local places. He's our judge. And he's also going to be at the award ceremony to meet the photographers, and he'll do a little program himself. The award ceremony starts at 6:30. Walter's program will start right after at 7 p.m. So a good tradition at the Hunterdon County Library, the HCL Amateur Photography Show. It's a fun thing to do, a fun way to, you know, get a piece of your artwork up on display. Maybe you have a knack. Maybe someone will see it and say, you have an eye. I'd like you to take a picture of my family. I don't know.
I'm so afraid you're going to say dog.
Or dog. That's quite a business, probably pet photography. So, and if you don't enter, just stop by sometime in October and see the exhibited photos. It's quite impressive. So, once again, you can pick up an entry form at any of the Hunterdon County libraries or go online at hclibrary.us and print out a form. All the rules and instructions are there on the entry form. And we hope to see you in October for the HCL Amateur Photography Show. The end.
The end?
Yes. I'm passing it off to you, Jennifer.
You're passing it off to me.
No, you're not ready?
I was just thinking about the end of the summer reading clubs.
Yeah, but the party's coming up. I mentioned that at the top of the show. We need to tell them about that. We'll go to our last commercial break. And then we'll play some more trivia.
Well, no, it's a little. We'll talk about summer reading club first because it's a little too early for commercials.
It's never too early for commercials.
The adult summer reading club is winding down. There's 175 members after 8 weeks, and the summer party is next Thursday at 7 p.m. at Headquarters Library, and there'll be an awards ceremony. But you can still look on our website hclibrary.us. Look for the adult summer reading club. You can see a link to the blog and see some of people's favorite books that they've recently read or things that you might not want to read, you might want to skip. It gives the weekly prize winners. There have been gift cards to different ice cream stores donated by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There have been 9 weekly winners. There's a reading log you can print if you wanted to keep track of what you've been reading this summer. And then a list of the books we've read, the books that have had the most readers. 5 people have read Becoming by Michelle Obama, Sunset Beach by Mary Kay Andrews, Where the Crawdads Sang by Delia Owens, and the library book by Susan Orlean. And then there's a list of the stars. And then if there is a review, or if it's owned by the library, it is linked to the library's catalog. We can put a hold on it. And the Children's Summer Reading Club is also winding down.
They do not have an end-of-the-year party. Is that correct?
They do not. And their programs are all finished, but they're still accepting coupons, and you can still get
prizes for reading.
For the books you have read.
Warm you up for school. You were probably an avid summer reader, weren't you, Jennifer?
I was.
As well as an avid spring, winter, and fall reader.
Exactly. And tonight at the headquarters library, we're showing the documentary Alice's Ordinary People at 6 p.m. It's a story of ordinary people who effected extraordinary change for the human rights movement in Chicago.
Very nice special showing. I like it.
Yes. So stop in.
I just set up the chairs for that, so
yes.
We're all set.
We're all set. Okay, now it's early enough, so we'll go to the last commercial break and come back with some more trivia.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
Before we play some trivia, I just want to tell you about our new online newsletter, HCL Happenings. Together by our own Joan Sabo. She's working on the latest edition right now. I'll just give you some information about our upcoming events. If you want to join the email list, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a big button right on the homepage. You click on that, fill out the form, and we will keep you up to date on all the latest happenings at the Hunterdon County Library. So, you know, the photo show, our concerts, our programs, maybe... We're going to start adding podcasts of the library show here on the radio. I suggested to Joan that you can actually sign up if you see a program that you like. You can click on it right there and sign up right there from Hunterdon Happenings.
That's a good idea.
So we're going to do that as well. So you'll want to get involved. So once again, go to hclibrary.us, click on the Hunterdon Happenings button, and sign up to receive all of our information. It comes out maybe once a month, maybe. So we won't be hitting you every 2 hours with stuff, so don't worry about that. Okay, some trivia questions for Jennifer that I asked a crowd of Hunterdon County people last night. Maybe some of you are listening. If you are, you're going to know the answers. If you're not, play along. All right, Jennifer, here's some general trivia for you. What was the name, since it's 50 years ago, that Woodstock happened, Jennifer? Woodstock. Up in Bethel, New York. what was the name of the final act to perform at Woodstock in 1969?
Jimi Hendrix.
Very good. The Jimi Hendrix Experience. How did you know that? Did you hear that lately?
I don't know.
That was good. Spell out the word yes in the French language.
O-U-I with an accent over the I.
Well, that's not necessary. Very good. Was I the only guy that thought it was spelled W-E-E? What event is considered the main cause of the Gulf War? You and your husband are big military fans. What event was the main cause of the Gulf War?
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, I might have got it from you.
Was it the invasion of something?
Oh, yeah. But what I was talking about, you had the wrong country.
Yeah.
Invasion of Kuwait, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You said Afghanistan last time.
Yeah, it must have been last week it happened.
What is dissolved to make tonic water?
Quinine.
Very good. According to the Whitney Houston song, Jennifer, what is the greatest love of all?
To love yourself.
Very good. Nice job. Learning to love yourself. In the Peanuts cartoons, Jennifer, what does it say on the bottom of Lucy's psychiatry booth?
Advice 5 cents, help 5 cents.
The doctor is in. It says that on top. What founding father was named ambassador to England after the Revolutionary War and met face to face with King George III? Pretty awkward meeting, I'm assuming.
John Hancock.
John Adams. What jobs did Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson have in the movie Wedding Crashers?
I don't know.
Crashing weddings was their hobby, Jennifer. What were their real jobs? Never saw it?
Mm-mm.
I think you'd like that movie. They were divorce mediators, ironically.
Hmm.
Little irony there, Jennifer. An easy one for all you Irish folks. What is a shillelagh?
It's a walking stick.
Very good. A wooden walking stick or club. And then finally, Jennifer, 50 years ago also was the first moon landing. The Apollo 11 mission landed the first men on the moon 50 years ago. The lunar module that actually landed on the moon was named Eagle. What was the name of the command module that took everyone safely back to Earth?
Apollo. Nope. I don't know.
Columbia. Nobody remembers the poor command module. It was pretty important, too, Jennifer.
Yes, I'd say so.
Okay, I don't know how you're going to deal with this, but we're going to try. You're going to get some. Some is Ralph. Probably going to offer. It's called I Know a Girl, Jennifer. I'm going to give you the name of a song.
Okay.
A popular song. You're going to tell me the girl's name that is mentioned in the song.
Okay.
You're going to get the first one. It's going to be a good way to lead you in. Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel.
Virginia.
Correct. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
We can sit here while I sing it in my head, or you can just
sing it out loud.
No.
That would be fun.
No, it really wouldn't.
Tommy and Gina. Are you a fan of More Than a Feeling by Boston?
That's going through my head.
I see my...
Marianne.
Very good. Yeah, maybe I'll lead you into the words to help you. How about Mac the Knife? Actually, you have four choices here. You can only have to name one. Jenny Diver, Suki Tawdry, Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson. No idea? Annie. Copacabana.
Lola.
Obladi Oblada by the Beatles.
Give me a hint.
Desmond was her husband. Her last name was Brown.
Mm-mm.
Molly Brown.
Molly.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Speaking of Browns.
Browns.
And at the end of a bar sat a girl named... And ooh, that girl looked nice. Doris, Crocodile Rock. I remember when Rock was young.
Me and Susie had so much fun.
Are you a country music fan? All my exes live in Texas. You know that song? Do you? I'd be impressed. There's four choices here, too. You only have to name one.
Cindy.
Rosanna, Eileen, Allison, and Dimple. Fire and Rain. The Plans They Made Put an End to You. Suzanne. Give Me Three Steps, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nope.
I was cutting a rug at a place called The Jug with a girl named Linda Liu. The Wanderer by Dion. Well, there's blank on my left arm.
Judy.
And there's blank on my right. And blank is the girl that I'll be with tonight. And when they ask
Mary.
Mary was one we asked. Flo, Mary, Janie, or Rosie. White Rabbit. Jefferson Airplane. What do you think White Rabbit would be
Dallas.
About? Correct. Memphis, Tennessee. Get in touch with my...
Nope.
Marie. Take the Money and Run? Steve Miller Band. This here's a story about...
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue. Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, gosh.
I think you remember that song.
I do.
Terry Jacks. Goodbye, Michelle. It's Hard to Die. Up on Cripple Creek by the band.
Nope.
Bessie. And finally, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. The aforementioned Bruce Springsteen, Tramps Like Us.
Wendy.
Wendy is correct. Very good. All right, Jennifer. Let's. Since the fair started yesterday, you planning on going to the fair?
I'm not sure.
Little program note, the 4-H Fair, the Hunterdon County 4-H and Agricultural Fair began yesterday and goes through Sunday.
Which is why I played State Fair last week, right. And we were going to talk about it, but then we got sidetracked. By
okay, and that's why the name of this category is Don't Miss It, Don't Even Be Late. What do the 4-H's stand for in Hunterdon County 4-H?
Heads, heart. Well, all 4-H. Heads, heart, hand, and health.
Very good. I only made them name three. And I got some funny H's in there, Jennifer. Okay, so these are things either about the fair or answers include a word that something you might see at a fair, Jennifer.
Okay.
What is the name of the metal frame on the front of a locomotive for pushing aside obstacles? A cow catcher.
Cow catcher.
Very good. The Eiffel Tower, Jennifer, was constructed as the centerpiece for the 1889 World's Fair in Paris. What was constructed as the centerpiece for the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago?
The Sears Tower? No.
You see a Sears Tower at a fair, Jennifer?
No. I don't know.
It was the very first Ferris wheel.
Huh.
And it was huge. Actually, one car was like a gondola that could fit 40 people.
Wow.
Just one. And so there were 40 of those. It was an amazing thing. Actually, they reused it one more time at the St. Louis World's Fair, and then I think it was scrapped. In Star Wars, A New Hope, how does the Empire capture the Millennium Falcon? You ever see Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie?
No, I'm trying to think of something at a fair. I don't know. Hot air balloon.
A tractor beam.
Oh, I would not guess that.
This beer, originally called Best Select, was named America's Best Beer in 1893. And they've been bragging about it ever since.
Something about a fair?
Something you used to do at a fair, Jennifer. Something you used to give away at a fair.
Something I used to give away at a fair? I don't know.
We're looking for Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
Didn't you used to judge?
I did.
And you never gave a blue ribbon? Did you ever see the movie The Bodyguard?
No.
Really, with Whitney Houston?
I
thought you would have liked that movie.
No.
It was the name of Kevin Costner's character, which was Frank Farmer. This naval battle, Jennifer, here's your military question, was called one of the most important victories in world history, and it took place 6 months after Pearl Harbor on June 4th through 7th, 1942. One of the most important naval victories in world history. 6 months after Pearl Harbor. The Battle of Midway. Midway, of course, being
a movie coming out in December about Midway.
Oh, yeah. So Midway to Fair, of course, is where all the games are, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the more common name for a shelter half?
Tent.
Very good. What is the name of the band that backed up Neil Young on 11 of his studio albums?
I don't know.
Crazy Horse. And then within 20 years, either way, Jennifer, I bet you get this correct. What was the first year of the Flemington Fair? Now the Hunterdon County Fair. Margin of error of 20 years.
It's past 100.
1903.
1848. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people couldn't get their minds to go that far back.
No.
I don't know if you're going to do good on this category, but there's some you'll know here. Unless you want NFL trivia.
Let's try not. No.
Hey, this might be more than you think.
Okay.
Let's try this just for the end. So, Jennifer, in the NFL, there's 11 teams. Their helmets, the logos on their helmet,
mm-hmm.
contain one or more letters of the alphabet in the logo. So I'm just looking for teams that use letters of the alphabet in the logo just on the side of their helmets.
Well, let's see. I know the New Orleans Saints do not.
Right. What's your favorite football team?
The 49ers have letters.
That's correct. SF. That's one. There you go. You're off and running. I'll make you only name five.
New York Jets.
That's two.
New York Giants.
That's three.
The Eagles don't have it.
This will lead us right into the finish, too. I'm impressed. You're doing well. Let me see if I can give you some hints here.
L.A. Rams, but they're not the Rams anymore in L.A.
And they don't have letters. let's see. Another one located in P.A., Jennifer.
The Steelers.
The Steelers have the word Steelers on the side of their helmet. Let's see, where else? Another.
I don't think the Panthers do.
No.
The Bengals do not. Chicago Bears.
Correct. It's just one big C. Remember? And then another team close in that region has one big letter as their logo. It's just a big letter.
Cleveland Browns? No.
Go a little north, was maybe
Green
a little west. Yes, the
Packers.
Green Bay Packers, a big green, a big G. The other ones you missed were the Kansas City Chiefs, Tennessee Titans have a T, the Oakland Raiders have the word Raiders written on their helmet, and did I say the Baltimore Ravens?
No,
the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. The bird is actually a big F.
Interesting.
Which was. Had to look that one up. Okay, it's 11:57, Jennifer. We all know what that means.
It means it's time for Jim Gannot to come on in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908 908- 713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two U.S. service members dead after being killed in action in Afghanistan yesterday. Few details released by the Department of Defense so far, but the deaths do bring the total killed in combat-related incidents in the country to 14, the highest number since 2014. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh considering challenging President Trump in the Republican primaries. Numerous reports say the current conservative talk show host and former one-term member of Congress has been talking with a lot of supporters and may make an announcement as early as this weekend. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Canada today for a visit with the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They're largely expected to discuss trade. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group formed by Parkland High School shooting survivors is unveiling its gun control proposals called the March for Our Lives Peace Plan for a Safer America. They detail a plan to tackle what they call the deadly epidemic of gun violence in America. It calls for a national gun licensing and registration system, as well as a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. A Texas death row inmate convicted of raping and killing a 19-year-old college student 2 decades ago, now dead by lethal injection.
Larry Ray Swearingen was put to death last night at the state prison in Huntsville. The 48-year-old was sentenced to death in the case of Melissa Trotter. Her body was found in the Sam Houston National Forest back in January of 1999. And a small town in rural Nevada is gearing up ahead of two, not one, but two, alien-themed festivals next month. Lincoln County commissioners have approved two permits for these two separate events titled Alien Stock and Peace Stock 51. The two are to be held on September 20th in the small town of Rachel. That's the closest municipality to Area 51. Both events grew out of what was a viral Facebook post that started as a tongue-in-cheek encouragement of people to storm the famed military base. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right